Christ ass. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, the studio's forcing me to do this show. I mean, between you and me, I hate Letterman's guts.
Tom, I'm standing right here.
You have a beard! Yeah. Oh, Tom
has a beard!
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hi there.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hot as balls, the Don and Mike Show.
Suck on that, losers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Uh-huh. All right, welcome back, everybody. Here we go. We are just finishing Rob's vasectomy.
Again, the story of it, not the actual procedure.
When last we checked in, they had cut on you already, and yeah. he checked to see if you were feeling anything with a probe.
You're doing the right side.
Yeah, the right side was first.
Your right nut.
And it's weird, because if you do feel any sensation, I found out later, you don't feel it there.
I need an extra coat.
You feel it up sort of in your tummy.
I need an overcoat.
It's a weird sensation.
Does anybody have a parka?
Just something?
Mm-hmm.
A wrap?
I just feel like going like this.
Perhaps
right
a shawl?
Just hugging myself.
A blanket.
Okay.
So he cuts, and he ties, and he puts this piece of tissue that's naturally occurring between it. He describes it
as a yellow ribbon
round the old ball,
bloody scrote.
Which he explains is almost like a shower curtain liner. It prevents them from growing back together, which happens about 2 to 3% of the time.
Oh, okay.
So that's one of the reasons the testing comes
You're
out.
An amazing patient, the way you've remembered all
he's
this.
He's actually
stuff.
Splitting your nuts in half.
No.
No?
No. He makes a small incision on the seam
could,
of the
you
sac.
You said they could grow back together.
The
yeah,
tube.
The tube. The vas deferens.
The thing that tube. He's the thing the that
spaghetti.
He's snipping.
Okay.
And then he makes the little knot, and Carrie at this point is talking 100 miles an hour. I think we're talking about kids in schools. Uh-huh. And it's great. At this point, really, I'm glad she's there.
But are you concerned at all when there's this talking going on that perhaps the doctor will get distracted?
He seems to remain pretty focused. I think most of the dialogue is the wife and my wife. The
now,
wives.
When he's,
the wives.
When he's sewing or making the knot,
yeah.
Is he using an instrument? Is he using
I can't
his fingers?
See because he's hunkered down.
Knitting
I'm up
needles.
On a table.
Knitting needles.
That's it.
Square knot, sailor's knot. What kind of knot?
Farmer's knot.
Don knots. And so he's talking, and they're all talking. All of a sudden, I smell something. What is that?
Yeah. Oh, it's cauterizing time, Don.
And- oh, no! I hate that word. I swear to God.
And it's, he'd been desensitized to it.
I and it starts to smell a little bit like a steakhouse, but then you realize it's no steakhouse.
Does it smell like a Lino train at any point?
No, it never smells that good.
Burning flesh.
So
it
he's burning
flesh.
Your flesh.
And I said, Doc, is that me? He said, yeah, not a very good advertisement for cannibalism, is it? Doesn't the smell of burning flesh nauseate you?
Oh, no.
That's what he says to you?
Yeah. And, it's lighthearted. It's fun.
Sure.
Isn't it a good time? We're all having a good time.
That's what you want is a guy doing shtick.
That's right. Well,
is this just finishing the right side now?
Yeah, so we're about half done.
That's what you want is the amazing Baldini out there with his wife doing magic tricks on your sack.
Yeah, he's making crab balls.
So he's Scrote the Magnificent is finishing up the right side.
Scrotini.
And he says,
I'm Jack Cassidy.
And that's when the evil ventriloquism dummy.
Let me tell you something, Columbo. We're going to bring out the amazing Scrotini. Scrotini committed the murder, Columbo.
So now he says, we're about halfway done. We're going to do the left side. Mm-hmm. Great. Because once we
you
got
didn't the, say great.
I bet I
did.
Did
you say
I
great?
I bet you $100 sure. I said
what else
great.
Is he going to say?
Yeah,
what
exactly.
What am I going to say? Can we finish this later?
How about if he says, we're going to do the left side now, and you go, no!
No!
Too late for that.
So we're halfway done.
You got your spaghetti hanging out and tied up on the right side.
And it's amazing how small the incision is. So I guess he sort of pulls the spaghetti out.
Stop talking about the incision.
And so he tucks the right spaghetti in and pulls out the left spaghetti. And Carrie says she realized that I was really concerned because, I don't use a lot of words in real life like dude or stuff like that.
Right, you don't.
And she said, I said four times in succession, doc, 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 doc. And he said, yes. I said, I feel that.
Oh.
On the left side?
Left side.
Are you talking about the incision on the left side?
I felt the manipulation of my spaghetti.
Now, it wasn't a stabbing pain. No. It doesn't matter, Rob.
But
it doesn't matter.
The manipulation.
It doesn't matter. You're feeling somebody play with your spaghetti.
And I said, and the doctor was great. He said, okay. will numb me up some more.
Ah.
And I
does
still
this mean
had
you're
going
to get another horsefly bite?
But I never felt it. I never felt it. So it was just like a, I guess, like a booster shot.
God, why the hell don't they give you enough?
Well, it ain't free.
Dentist, too. Don't you agree?
No, not Dr. Dana.
Oh, Dr. Dana does okay.
He filled two cavities for me, and I came out of there like Dick Clark.
Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Ryan. So with that done, the additional numbing agent, it was fine. He finished up, and he said, we're going to put in one stitch.
You smell the burning again?
Oh, God, yeah. And that's a bad smell. I wouldn't wish that smell.
No.
I would never buy a house that smelled like
What's
that.
What's the smell like?
Like,
yeah, what is the burning smell? What
like
is it similar
you,
to?
Like, if you burnt something really sweet, like barbecue sauce, maybe, you know, if you overcook it and it burns, it doesn't smell like burnt meat. It smells like a burnt sweetness.
Anything like burnt hair at all?
Yeah, some of that.
Like that.
Very nauseating
Incredibly
smell.
Incredibly pungent.
Yeah, and not a healthy smell.
No.
So, anyway, so I didn't know. I didn't ask to taste it or anything. And he says, okay, we've got you sewed up. Now we're going to get you to stand up. And he says, take it easy. Like he needed to say that.
Okay.
So I'm standing now
this
again.
Is like Frankenstein standing
it
up.
It is.
Now.
Frankenstein.
So I'm standing there again. My legs are about as far apart as they can be with the stable. T-shirt, socks. That's it.
Ass hanging out.
Nude.
Hairy ass.
Nude. Don't forget he's ashen.
He says, go into the bathroom and get your underwear.
His Clementine sized balls.
I said, great. So I go get the underwear. He says, this underwear is going to hold your dressing in place, the packing.
Oh, my.
He says, now, there's going to probably be.
I feel lightheaded.
Dressing is another ugly word, isn't
he
it?
Says, there's
dressing, and it's going to hold it in place.
He says, this gauze will absorb. There might be some oozing.
Okay.
I said, how much? He said, a drop or two. Sometimes there's none. Sometimes there's some.
Oh, my.
And he says, okay. And so he's holding it in place, and he says, now, pull up your underwear.
Right.
And everything is sort of packed in place there.
Yeah.
So it's wrapped around the sack.
Yeah. Is it tenuous down there? I mean, do you feel like if you...
At this point, I feel almost nothing yet.
Feel like if you move that everything's just going to fall out on the floor, like almost like when a chick's water breaks?
I have no feeling there still.
Okay, you're
Don't
numb
know.
Still.
Lidocaine. And he's explained, he says, now this packing, you're really going to want to keep this here to protect it, to protect any dripping, and also to keep it clean. The last thing we want is infection. And I said, I am with you.
Yeah, packing. Yep.
He says, so if you have to go to the bathroom, please be very careful.
Right.
Please.
And so I'm thinking... How am I gonna?
How are you supposed to be careful?
Right, and that's what I said. How? He says, well, the easiest way is to sort of cup yourself from underneath, pull down the top of your underwear, and pee that way.
What a trooper you are! What a process!
It is.
And Jesus, what a process!
You really don't think it through.
Jeebus,
indeed.
Good Lord!
And so I'm going, and we get on this. I get my.
How you doing? Peace be with you. Praise Jeebus.
Put on my sweatpants. Gingerly step into my shoes and start to walk out into the hallway. And now it's when the sensation is starting to come back.
Oh,
and it ain't good.
Really?
It hurts. It hurts. It really does.
Like you've been kicked?
Yeah. I explained it this way. It doesn't feel like you just got, you know, when you get kicked in the nads and at first there's no feeling of hurt. You just know it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Then it hurts.
Like a cramping, a horrible cramp.
Right. And then this is like 8 minutes after you were kicked. And I felt... Like I had been kicked in the nuts 8 minutes ago for 4 days.
Wow. So when you got in the car with Carrie, where's the first place you went?
We had to go pick up the kids at my mom's house. And I swear, Carrie
There's good planning.
Hit every bump in the road.
Oh,
she hit every
on
bump.
Purpose,
yeah. And it was a rather long, long journey. And it really wasn't. It was maybe 6 miles. Jeez. But it seemed like 1,000 miles.
Oh, my God. And all you want to do is, like, lie down and put ice on your
I wanted
bag.
Ice bad, real right. bad, like a drunk. I wanted ice. So I got home, and I carefully, he said, you can do
Why
steps.
Why didn't he give you an ice pack at the doctor's office?
I didn't think to ask.
Well, he's a doctor.
He's the doctor.
He provided a lovely nurse. He did plenty.
All right.
I guess you're right. The next time I have a vasectomy, I'm getting an ice pack.
Well, no, they should have given you ice, sure. I would think.
I invested in two great frozen gel packs that
okay.
I alternated for the days. So right. I was set once I got there.
How do those smell now?
Oh, I think, you know what, I
put
dropped
those
them
back
in, that,
in the freezer.
I called hazmat.
Like Parmesan.
Yeah, and you know what?
Parmesan and ricotta.
By day two, I was shoving them in my sweatpants.
Okay.
I was. Jesus. I'm not proud.
Oh, my God.
Nasty.
So we get home, and Carrie says, how are you? Do you need help? He said, I can do steps. So I'm going to go down to my recliner, and I'm going to get myself horizontal. you drive as fast as you can and get me the Percocet at the pharmacy. Because I was given that. And she said, right, I said, now, go.
Yeah.
And so I get a beer and I lay down. Right away.
Priorities.
Well, I've had a day.
Had you stocked up?
Oh, yeah. I had a case and a half in the house. And the kids are there. They say, are you okay? Robert says, how's your back? My back is fine.
Right.
And so I start drinking. She gets the Percocet. I take some Percocet and some beer. And I'm okay until I have to pee because I've been drinking beer. And that's a long walk.
Smart. You're smart. Yeah. You're a smart man.
He is.
Well.
His beer thing. But you're doing the beer, too, to hopefully take some of the pain away.
And
but
also,
it probably isn't because you're dealing with the urology aspect of things, and you probably don't want to have any activity down there.
It's a mental thing more than anything.
You got to go with the pill form there because you know this because the beer's going to come right back.
Well, I know this, that Percocet by itself is nice. Beer by itself is nice. But Percocet and beer?
Together.
Buzz?
A marriage made in heaven.
It is.
By the time Carrie got back with the Percocet, how many beers have you had? Three.
Three beers.
Three.
And that was about an eight-minute trip.
And
too.
So I carefully get to the bathroom, and the
God, that
procedure.
Is like just guaranteeing yourself 36 ounces of pain.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It was a nice trade-off because the beer tasted awful good.
Yeah. How was the pee coming out?
The pee was fine. It was fine. Once I was able to...
How'd that taste?
Manipulate...
Stop it, you.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me?
So once I
What's
juggle...
What's the matter with me? I'm not the one that's laying on a table with my legs akimbo and some chick with big red fingernails cupping my nads. While Dr. Frankenstein is down there having a discussion with my wife, cutting my spaghetti.
Have a safe trip home. No ice necessary.
So after a little manipulation, the peeing is fine, and I get back in the chair, and I'm watching television. I think I called you that night.
Was
you
it did. A process of wanting to break the dam, like with the pee for the beer?
The first time, yeah, because God knows what's going
to
happen.
Like you said, I don't want to.
God knows what's going to happen, right. Too.
Boy, oh boy, when you called me, you were seriously like Elvis. I mean, really, really. You weren't doing the Elvis voice, but you were, hey, I am taking pills, and I am drinking beer.
And I probably said about 100 times that I'm fine, because that's what I was trying to talk myself
into. I'm fine.
And you said to me over and over, Mike called me. And I said, well, that's good. And then you would say, I've had a lot of beer. Mike called me. I said, well, that's great, Rob. You know, Mike went to the Christmas party last night. He must have spoken to you right
around
the same time.
Right before, yeah, absolutely.
Because that's the only thing that you wanted to tell me was, and I really said to you at one point, Rob, I get it. Mike went to the Christmas party. He said, yeah. Mike was out till 3 a.m. I'm like, this is not news.
Sure. I told Rob that I was trying to cheer him up. Yeah. But he had that sticky mouth kind of thing where he's talking.
Yeah, well, I was medicated.
You are funny when you mix.
So right. When I mix. Mix master indeed. So I get through the first night. I get up to bed, which is, you know, two split flights of stairs. And that took a while. And I did it. And I got to bed. But the next morning, I stayed in bed for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I got bored. Regis wasn't on. And Robert was there. Robert was left in my care. Carrie fed him his breakfast. But, you know, and as long as I'm there in case there's a fire or something, he's fine.
Right.
But I wanted a DVD to watch.
He's downstairs. He's downstairs, like, painting the walls a different color.
Not exactly my arrangement to leave him there with me. And Carrie did make arrangements to have the kids away most of the time.
Okay.
But this was the time when Robert was there. And I really wanted a DVD to watch. I wanted to watch because, again, I'm all hopped up on pills. The SCTV Christmas DVD. And I've got it in my mind that this is what I want to watch.
Of course you do.
Tradition.
So I call Robert up to my room.
Hold on. Are you going to call him downstairs to alphabetically find this
upstairs,
DVD?
Right?
Better. And when I told this to Carrie, she just shook her head ruefully. I wanted him to do it, but I wanted it to be fun. So I drew him a treasure map.
God, you're effed up.
Oh, that is too funny.
Or you were effed up.
Yeah, I was plenty effed up.
And so you know, like in your mind, exactly where this is in your collection.
I did. So I drew the six shelves, and I knew it was on shelf number five about this far in. And I said, Robert, look for these letters, SCTV. It would have been bad if it had been like the Bonfire of the Vanities. He could have never spotted that.
It's taken a while.
But so he was able to do it, and I get through day two mostly in my bed. Day three, pain-wise, was probably the worst. And again, the pain is up here, almost like even with your belly button.
Like
again,
cramp,
like you've been kicked.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now,
I know we've got to wind this up, so let me leave you with this.
Thank God. At this point, thank God.
The sensations I'm feeling as I go on, they are they're kind of like they could be alleviated if I had a little alone time, if you catch my meaning.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. You know the feeling, sort
of?
A little
pressure.
Yeah. Just some pressure.
Take the edge off.
Well, I'm not allowed to have anything until I see the doctor again and see that it's okay, which is a minimum of 7 days, but because of Christmas, it was eight.
Oh,
and I don't know how long it's been since
you're
gone 8 days.
Getting Yankee cranky.
I'm getting very cranky because no Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. Maybe since I was 12, there's been that I've gone 8 days without anything.
That must have been quite an explosion when that finally happened, huh?
Terrific.
Now I've heard too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The password is stucco.
That's nasty.
Okay.
So,
Buzz?
Yes.
Rob, I don't want to hear any more of this.
But anyway, I went
I'm
to the doctor.
I'm over, too. I am so over it. Are you okay now? Is everything fine?
The doctor said I'm marvelous.
All right,
my balls
good.
Are marvelous.
I got an ice cream headache now.
I never want to hear anything more about your balls
Hi,
for the
everybody.
Rest of your
this
life.
This is the news.
February 1st, I'll be taking in my first sample.
Okay. Good. Okay, fine.
Analysis.
Fine. Okay, we don't care.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
And I will be signing pictures at the end
All
of the show.
Right. That's fine.
Microphone off.
Incision 08. God, I never want to hear any more about that. Jeez. And I couldn't get enough of it at the beginning.
Sure.
Ugh.
You've had it
but
now.
But now that he's gone through the process, Jesus.
Oh my.
Horrible.
I hope you stay inside your wife so long.
Oh, dear.
Seriously. That
sleep
you,
there.
That you build a condo there. Really. And put an M on the end of it. But don't use it.
Right.
I mean, you should just.
Instead of falling asleep afterwards, just fall asleep there.
Right.
You know? Sure.
I've earned it.
I'm sure people have done that before.
I've earned it.
Just roll over on top of her.
Well,
or have her roll over on top of you, rather.
That might be the best idea. He'll still get some sleep.
So it was terrific, huh?
Was it worth it? Oh, God. Stop. No more.
Wait, was it almost worth it for that first virginal explosion?
Waiting the 8 days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost?
And no pain when that happened.
No, but a lot of scare leading up to it. Yeah, so you don't know what to expect.
High anxiety.
Did you make it rain?
You know what I mean?
Did you do some Peter North action?
Oh, God.
Go to Buzz. I'm just trying to find out what's going on.
Hey!
Buzz.
Yes.
Hi there. How the heck are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, we do have other things happening, don't we?
We do. From Incision 08 to Decision 08.
Oh, right. That's right. They had a little primary today.
Oh, yeah. That
or
thing,
they're having a little primary
right.
today.
That thing and Gibbs. And, yeah. And we'll have some time for Buzz and some news. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.